guys. Welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber.
So if you tuned in two weeks ago, our last episode, we kind of got into the topic of therapy accidentally. And so if you have not listened to that yet, go back and listen first before you continue with this episode, just so you kind of can understand our different points of view. And that is how you debate in a healthy way, because you can be best friends and differ on opinions. So on our brief little break between episodes, we brought up the topic of getting over your relationships, long-term or short-term, very quickly, and if that's healthy. And Amber had some insight. Go, okay, Amber.
So Ashley is always telling me that the way I get over relationships is not normal. And I think it is very normal. I don't hold on to them. I don't grieve on it. I get over it very quickly. You don't want to be with me? That's fine. See ya. And I guess the reason for that, and this is what I was trying to explain to you, is because I know that God has a person for me. And if that person is willing to just walk out, then you were not the person God had for me. And I'm okay with that.
Now, are these newer revelations? Because I don't feel like I don't feel like this is how you thought back like years prior.
Maybe, maybe not. I couldn't tell you. I don't know, but I know that I've always known that God has a person for me. And in some situations, absolutely. Yes, I wish it would have been that person, but it wasn't. So at the end of the day, I'm ready and waiting for the person God has for me. So it's easier now, definitely, than when I was younger to get over someone.
Yeah. I think that what I meant was that, and this is not a pick on Amber episode either. This is just
bring it on. Bring it on. Let's go.
I just think like, I know that I feel things intensely. So obviously to get over a relationship that I put 110% of myself in, can be difficult to get over very quickly. Now, there have been like minor, tiny relationships that didn't last very long that I felt like, yeah, obviously were not right. It didn't feel right in it. So it was easy to be like, yeah, whatever. But the ones that you're like, yes, I said I love you. They said I love you. You made plans. Like there were serious feelings and emotions, and you gave your whole heart. I think I wondered if you actually did that in your relationships. Like, did you give your whole heart? Do you feel like you were in love in a lot of these relationships, or was it like me? Like they were just like relationships, but you felt like they were wrong when you were in it. So it was okay to be like, yeah, you know, it wasn't right.
I can say at least three of them, I gave it my all 100% and we're making future plans. But because of my relationship with Christ is why it ended. And so for me, at the end of the day, I can't be mad at it. I did the right thing in this situation. So for me, it's like, it sucks. I wish they were a different person because, it hurts. I'm not saying it didn't hurt. But knowing what I know, it allows me to get over it and not grieve forever about it. I do have the normal feelings like everyone else. I'm not completely shut off.
I didn't say shut off. You're not a robot? You're not the bionic woman?
No. But like seriously, like so I guess I just go through the process a lot quicker than most people. Yes, I hurt. Yes, it sucks. Grieving.
You go through your whole stages of grief. Your denial, your forgetting the whole stages of grief. Denial, like acceptance and what are the stages of grief?
See, this is how polar opposite we are on this situation. I do not know the stages of grief, nor have I ever looked them up.
Okay, denial. Mm-hmm. Denial is the first one. Yeah, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, then acceptance.
I don't.
Do you feel like you do like a fast track through all those?
What was the second one you said?
Anger.
What was the first one you said?
You're talking about bargaining?
Yeah. I don't.
Denial.
I'm definitely not in denial and definitely not bargaining. I guess that to me is like begging. I would never.
No, bargaining can be just like, well, maybe it's on the other side of it. Like it's the guy's point of view that they are bargaining with you. I'll be better at this. Not necessarily begging, but just like, you know, like.
So for me, if I were to do that, like the bargaining thing, it would be bargaining my morals because that's the reason the relationship ended.
Your most recent relationships, but not like back then.
But I think that back then there was only one that ended that I was like actually sad about. And that one did take me a little while to get over. But now we are really good friends.
Some of your relationships, you were with them for years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like, that would take me a really long time to get over,
not,
I think.
Not me.
With that much time. With that much time. I think maybe for you, it's just like, I ain't got time for that because maybe part of being a single mom.
I'm a mom. I have to pick my big girl pants up and keep going. And it's not like I go from one relationship to the next relationship. I'm over it. No, I take me time. Absolutely. I don't go rush. I don't go get on dating apps anymore. Like I'm content with me anymore. No. I'm content with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that we are polar opposites because, yes, I can get over a relationship extremely quick, and I think some of your past relationships, it caused some internal damage.
Yeah, train wreck to my heart. Oh, wow. That's my next song, guys.
You got a virus in that heart.
I think, yeah. I mean, I've had several relationships where it was just like, you know?
Right.
Like, it didn't really, like, hurt me. It was more of, like, the feeling of rejection, which also, like, feeling of being triggered by feeling, you know, like rejected definitely can stem from like childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling rejected by, you know, people in your family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in those cases, those were just kind of the bigger things of the feeling of being rejected or like, I'm not good enough for you.
Right.
And then other cases, it was like, I was doing the breaking up and I'm like, it just wasn't, it wasn't there. Like there wasn't really anything there. I think in all of my years, I think I've said this before. I've only had one ex-boyfriend apologize to me.
I've never had an ex-boyfriend apologize.
Which you should have some apologizing to you. That's for sure. And this one was just like, it wasn't even like a major relationship. I'm like, I feel like it's amazing that you are sorry and grown up enough that you're like, you know what? I just want to apologize. Like, I've been thinking about it and I just wanted to apologize to you. And I'm just like, you know what? I appreciate that. It's not from the person I would have hoped for. You know, there's definitely other people in my life. I'm like, it would be so great to have an apology from that did more damage than this guy. But I guess it gave me hope that there are people out there
who recognize their problems.
Who not necessarily recognize their problems, but they recognize that they what their actions have could have hurt somebody else, and they feel remorse for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
I feel like that people would be so more healthy if, you know, they're like, you know what? It was put on my heart. I feel like I should apologize. It reminds me of that Billy Madison. There's the kid there. He was traumatized by someone or whatever, and then literally was going to go and like shoot up a school or something like that. Like he had a hit list, but because Billy Madison called him and apologized for picking on him or whatever, he took him off of his hit list. You know? So it's just like you don't know. You could go through life.
That's so funny.
You could go through life and hurt people. Sometimes you don't know, and sometimes you do know for a fact that you hurt somebody. I just think you should apologize for that. If there's anybody out there that I have hurt, I'm being serious. If there's someone out there that I hurt unintentionally, was not aware of it, I apologize. I truly apologize.
Same here. Like, absolutely. I truly apologize. Like, that's never my intentions. I don't ever want to make anybody feel bad. Ever.
Yeah.
But we're human. Absolutely. And we can get caught up in our own things sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to apologize to you for the emojis I sent you the other night?
Yes. You mean the gifts? Yes. Amber deeply hurt my feelings. I told you something in confidence, and then you proceeded to tease me. But
I kept it in confidence.
You did keep it. Thank you for not blasting it on our ship. I appreciate that.
I won't.
I would never. No, but you know what? Funny story. So yeah.
Not unless I give you permission.
I've never, like I said, I've never had an ex or ex-boyfriend apologize to me except for my son's dad. Do I know if it was sincere? I have no idea, and I'll probably never know. But anyways, even my ex-boyfriend that I am still friends with to this day, if we bring up the topic of our past relationship, he will still find a way to turn it on me. So, for instance, the reason he and I broke up.
He gaslights you.
Gaslights me big time. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Whatever, dude. Believe what you want to believe. But the reason we broke up was because I wanted marriage. I wanted him to go to church, like with most of my relationships, you know? But for him, it was a no-go. Like, absolutely not going to happen. So I chose to walk away. And he's just like, you know, if you would have just settled, we could be happy still to this day. We didn't have to get married. I'm like, oh my gosh, you still don't get it.
He said that to you?
Yes. He still does not get it. It's hilarious. And you know what? That's the reason most of my relationships have ended. But in my defense, I always ask ahead of time. My serious ones. And I've always asked ahead of time. Are you a Christian? And I always get the same answer, yes. And then you get in that relationship, and oh goodness gracious, the one time you ask them to go to church with you, it's like their entire world just ended. I don't want to go to church. I'm not a church type person. And then you find out that they really were not Christians, and what they believe is not according to the Bible. And I've learned I need to do a little more vetting before.
So you're saying that is it something that you wish you learned sooner?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to redirect.
Okay.
So what we wanted to talk about is I went on Reddit. I love when people do this on their podcasts because it's just so funny to me. And so I specifically searched misconceptions of Christians.
Oh, boy.
And I just wanted to see what people say. And so we can kind of just, like, read them and, like, dissect it or whatever. So before we start, is there a misconception of Christians that is really obvious to you that you've heard?
That we are not allowed to drink.
That's another thing that, like, I grew up, like, you shouldn't drink. I still feel like shouldn't drink, but so many people do. I don't personally drink. You, however, do drink. And
you make me sound like an alcoholic.
I think it's Amber's an alcoholic and she needs help.
No.
No, I mean, like, I have lots of friends that drink. They don't have, like, wine. Even my own husband drinks. And I think that is, you know, an underlying trigger for me from childhood. I feel like that is just a, another thing that I'm just like, I'm so adamant about that. I'm like, I don't like to drink. I don't really like being around people who are drunk, even though sometimes they're really funny when they're falling all over the streets of Nashville.
Listen. Just because I fell asleep on the podcast one time with a glass of wine in my hand does not make me an alcoholic.
You are not helping your case right now. Okay. So let's read some of these. These are really old, like 3 years old or whatever. But I read this one and I started laughing, and I'm just going to say it because I want your reaction, because you did not read these ahead. Okay. So many people believe the Bible says that only one pair of each kind of animal went onto the ark, and that is false. But this person says they're not a Christian. And then someone was like, that is false. Seven of some, pairs of others, depending on clean or unclean. Where does it say that?
Nowhere.
But that's such a weird thing to put in, like, misconceptions of Christians. Actually, y'all were wrong, you believers. And it wasn't a 2x2 situation. There was not a mommy and a daddy elephant. Like, I don't think... In all honesty, I don't think Christians care.
Right. I don't think I've ever
paid
attention to that fact.
Like, it's not something that we're just, like, hung up on, you know? Like, mm-mm. Oh my gosh. We've been lying.
The animals
got
onto the ark. And they're here.
They're here.
They're still here. I think that's amazing. I don't know how many of your ancestors got to see Jesus back in the day, but... It's just funny to me.
That's really funny.
All right, what's the next one?
Okay. So, like, that all Christians are Republicans?
Oh, that's far from true.
Especially in the later years with, like, COVID and stuff, I think that, like, there's obviously Christians who are Democrats. I don't like politics, to be honest, and this isn't really a political show, so we won't, like, really get into it. I mean, I can understand that. I can understand that because Republicans are more conservative and all that. But I think that that's a whole other thing to unpack of, like,
right.
What do, if you're a Democrat and a Christian, what are you reading in your Bible to back up your beliefs as a Democrat, I guess. I guess that,
right.
But we won't get into that. That's a
don't get into it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Okay, obviously a huge one that Christians are judgmental. This person said they're judgmental solely because they have moral positions. that someone else doesn't agree with. There are plenty of judgmental Christians, but not for this reason alone. Let's be consistent here. If judgmental means disagreeing with me on a moral issue or telling me something I do is wrong, then every single person in the world is judgmental, and the world and the word is pretty much meaningless. And of course, calling someone judgmental is itself judgmental, if that's your definition of the term, which is true. That's true. So we're all hypocrites. We're all judgmental. So,
and I just want to clarify something while we're on that topic. Mm-hmm. For all the non-believers, mm-hmm. the Bible does not say the only person that can judge me is God. He says he will make the final judgment. But as us Christians, as believers, it is our job to do our due diligence and judge your actions and your behaviors, not to throw them in your face, not to criticize you, but A, for our own safety, and for many other reasons why we would have to judge. That's normal human. Wouldn't you judge someone based off of, hey, they look like they could kill my child or rob me? Mm-hmm. They robbed that person next to me, so maybe they're going to rob me. That means you just judged them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all.
Should you not have done that?
That's another thing too. It's another can of worms, I believe.
Yeah.
So someone says, do they believe, they as in Christians, topics, that the world is actually 3,000 years old? If so, why? The person says, so-called young earth creationists do. If you add up the pages of everyone in the ages of everyone in the Bible, going right back to Genesis, then it comes out at several thousand years. And then I think the youngest anyone goes is 4,000. Most young Earth creationists go somewhere between 6,000 to 10,000.
Another one I've never paid attention to.
Yeah,
can't even speak on that.
Yeah, so I think that while we're on the topic of misconceptions, we'll close with this. I think we've all been seeing a lot lately. I've been seeing it on social media a lot. I'm not sure if we have said anything on the topic, but Christians are, I think, being severely targeted by everybody. Because if you see things like in the schools or in the entertainment industry or whatever, there's lots of things that are like that they are against Christians and what Christians believe. Christians get a bad rap. But if it was any other religion, Buddhist or Islamic or any other type of religion,
right,
then that would be
that person would be called out real quick.
Real quick. They're prejudiced against them. But if you're a Christian, you immediately get canceled. So why is that?
Because what was the most recent thing was the Demi Lovato CD, her album that was supposed to come out but didn't. She crucified herself on a cross, and then there was something else.
I think it did come out because she's been touring. It's called, her tour is called the Holy Something tour. I can't remember. But yeah, there was that whole thing that like, you know, the Christian faith is being mocked by a lot of the things.
Right.
So for instance, like at the Grammys, they had, Sam Smith and forgot her name,
mm-hmm.
Perform their song Unholy. And obviously, if you don't know this about the Grammys, I think that's obviously coming out more, but they have so many awards to give out that they have separate rooms that are not televised. So a lot of like, you know, Grammys for like different countries or different genres like Christian music, they're not going to be in the same room as, you know, the mainstream, basically. So you have people were, so I think it was it Maverick City? I don't remember. I think it was Maverick City. They were accepting a speech and he was bringing up Jesus and there was barely any claps in the room. But, you know, on the televised, they show, you know, the performance by Sam Smith and his song Unholy. And it's like literally like, of course, they're going to, you know, jump on the bandwagon of the title of the song and like, okay, let's make this as anti faith or, you know, God as possible.
Right.
You know, in cages and they're like, I mean, I didn't watch the performance, but I saw clips of it and stuff. And
I heard it was like a seance, basically. A satanic.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, very, very demonic, satanic and whatever.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's amazing to me that the double standard, I guess, of it all, it's that everybody else is, you know, non-believers or whatever, should they want everybody to be all accepting. Unless you are a Christian.
Yeah.
And unless you don't agree with them. So that the practice of tolerance is not occurring anymore. There's no freedom of speech anymore. There's no freedom of religion anymore. You know, you've got people who are boycotting, like specifically boycotting like known Christian companies like Chick-fil-A. Or like our last episode about the whole Candace Cameron Bure situation. And, but that's the thing though. It does say in the Bible that we will be, that this is going to happen. So it's nothing new to us at all.
Right.
Do you know what that verse is?
No, not off the top of my head, but I do know it talks about how people will turn away from God, act like they never knew who he was. It will talk about blasphemy.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's so many actually, like 1 Peter 4:14, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the spirit of glory and God rests upon you. I can't find the specific one, but that's the thing. Like, this is exactly how Jesus was also treated during his time on earth, and he says that we will also be treated this way because we are followers of Christ. So it's just interesting. It's really interesting to me to see. But yeah, on that note, do you have anything to add?
No, man.
Well, thank you for partaking in our two-part episode. If you guys have other misconceptions that you've heard about, let us know. Because,
ooh, I have one real quick before we get off. Sorry, when things pop into my head, I just have to speak them quickly.
It's okay.
Tattoos. Christians are not allowed to get tattoos. Nowhere.
I think these are very. Yeah, I know it doesn't say it, but I feel like these are very 90s, early 2000s misconceptions of what we were raised
on. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that we cannot get a tattoo. What it says is to treat your body like a temple and be clean. It does not say you cannot decorate your temple. And as a matter of fact,
hang some pictures.
It also says, like, people are like, don't pierce your body either because it's a sin. That is not true. Some people pierce their body because Jesus Christ was pierced for us. He had holes in his hands. Like, come on. There's just so many things that it's like, oh, you're a Christian, you can't do this, you can't do that. And on the drinking topic real quick, it says not to get drunk, but it says that you can drink.
But it also says that you shouldn't be a stumbling block for your brother.
Right, right. So as well. That's the thing, like, if you're making a fool out of yourself when you're drinking, that's not a good thing, and that's why it says not to get drunk, because that's usually when you sin. And if you can't control your thoughts or your body or your actions, then there's a problem.
Exactly.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. We hope you come back next time. hope we didn't scare you away. You can find me at ashley.reed. Where can we find you, Amber?
You can find me at amber_n_g on the gram.
On the gram. And you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And you can email us all of your funny little misconceptions of Christianity on uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com, as well as you can send us a message on our Instagram as well. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear any ideas that you have for future episodes. That would be fantastic. Or if you know anybody who would like to be on the show, reach out. And until next time, guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.